through the Ten Commandments Radio at Sinai.
From broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mandina, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm okay and fine. And yourself?
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much. I'm good. I've had a lovely day. I hope yours has been good too.
Yes, by God's grace, sure.
Ah, fantastic. Now, we've spent some time discussing the dangers of bad company, as well as some of the unavoidable situations we may find ourselves, where our company is simply an extension of our environment. But in 2024, we recognize that the company we keep goes beyond those we associate with in person. Now, Pastor, in an ever more digitized world, many of our connections are online. Please speak to us about how online activities may also count as good or bad company.
Thank you so much, and afternoon to our listeners. In a world of digital, which is highly digitalized, and things are happening. Today we are talking about AI, we are talking about YouTube, we are talking about Facebook. There are virtual activities that can affect even our characters, including our spiritual lives, to the extent that we ought to safeguard ourselves in the way in which we do those things, in terms of how we interact with those probably programs, applications, and how we do associate with the people involved in those activities. So basically, how we consume the media itself, and also it involves even the music itself. How we consume, how we take part, it affects even our spiritual life. So basically, these are some of the things that we ought to understand. And there are a few things that I can share in terms of we need to safeguard in terms of the content that we receive, the content that we receive, content consumption.
Go ahead, Pastor.
What does this information help me as an individual? You need to understand, does this information help me to shape my thoughts, my beliefs? And also, does it positively educate me? Does it enrich my mind and also helps me to be a better person than what I was before? So basically, these are some of the things. Why do I say so? If you read the Bible in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are good, noble, what things are good, report. If there are any of virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So basically what we are saying is the content that I should receive on Facebook, on YouTube, whatever I'm associating myself with on media should be of good report, to the extent that even if I can open it whilst my kids are watching, there will be no harm to them also. So basically, these are some of the things. And also social media interactions. Does it support me? Does it uplift me to become a better person in a world which is very toxic? Why? As we read that the verse that we are using, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. People today are so fond, and they have they are being terrorized by pornography. Some people are no longer addicted. They are addicted to pornography. So how best can we help such people? So social interactions that we have should be safeguarded. And online friendship, how are they helping me? Are they real people? Today, people, there are so many scams around. They send you some pics, nude pics, and some are interested in watching such things. So basically, you need to safeguard your mind. Is this helping me or not helping me? And it should leave the digital media influence. You should understand that it leaves a digital footprint in my mind and in my heart. and will that footprint help me to be more to have integrity in my behavior? So basically these are some of the things that I think we need to safeguard ourselves and know the influence of good and bad company.
Yeah, true. Now, you know, with social media, you talked about things that one should consume that are quite palatable and that would not corrupt their, you know, minds and spirits and souls, etc. Sometimes, though, there are things that just pop up as you are, you know, consuming good, uplifting content, and some bad content pops up. And how do we? I don't know if you have a way that we can navigate around that.
Some, you know what? These are sort of like adverts. They are paid, prepaid. Why is you're watching an online sermon? You are in the spirit. These things, they just pop up without any reservation or any introduction. So how do you react after? So these are some of the things that you ought to safeguard yourself. How best can I react? And if you know that these things, they are not real and they should not affect me, they just come and go. And also, I'm not quite sure if we do have settings on our laptops, even the YouTube settings. One can say to say, I do not need this type of information. If you're on Facebook, you can easily block such things to say, there is this person who usually posts nude pictures, and this person, I do not know the person. As a person who is not interested in such things, you have a right to say, let me block this person or let me block this group. You have the right. So you ought to choose wisely and to do wisely and act wisely promptly also. This is my contribution.
It's a difficult one, I must say, it's a difficult one to navigate because, yeah, some of these things one may not be in control of. But hey, I think we've just got to take it as it comes. Now, as such, would you then say it's better to avoid social media altogether?
No. You know what? Social media has brought many opportunities to many people in terms of even evangelism. Right now, as we are speaking, I'm far in Zimbabwe and yourself here in South Africa. And we are also evangelizing to other people who are already driving their cars, going back home, drive time, and they are listening to these messages. So, and the technology, the coming up of technology, social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, we can make use of them to share the good news of God. They are very, very, very good if we make use good of them. However, if we fail to use them properly, they can also be harmful to us. So basically, we ought to safeguard and choose how we need to use them.
Yeah, well, it seems that one needs to be continuously vigilant. You don't have a luxury of just letting your guard down and just taking it easy. You've got to be continuously, you know, vigilant. Now, let's talk about music. You did touch on music a bit when we were starting. Does it shape our characters, music that we listen to?
Yeah, it does shape our character. Music play a crucial role in shaping our values and behaviors. Why do I say so? The message itself of music, it carries the value of what it intends. Or does this music help us to become better people? If you listen to spiritual songs, they uplift you and remind you of your faith. And also, it helps you to navigate things which might be harmful. And, you know, music has also emotional influence. It has emotional influence on you. As a person, we are emotional beings. So the power of influence, positive spiritual content, can bring joy, peace of mind, and also can cause negative music, and bad music can have also its implications, whereby it causes anxiety and unrest on someone. And the type of music and the persons, the role models, we need to safeguard the type of music, the persons, the role models. Usually we become what we see and what we hear. So basically, if we choose the music which is good, it helps us to become better people. If we choose also music that is bad and role models which are bad, it affects even our behavior, even the language and communication, the language which is being used, the words which are being uttered, affects even our spiritual growth through the words of the music and the behavior patterns as the music is being played, as the videos are being watched. What are the behaviors? Does this music shape me to be a better person? Does it encourage me to have a good habit? So basically, it has an impact in our life. So that's what I can safely say for now.
You know, and you're saying for now, and I'm thinking you are still going to go on, because now I'm thinking, the pastor is done, you know. But hey, I suppose that this is a subject we're not going to complete, at least not today. Let's actually park it, and let's connect once again to you tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.